we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs. My privilege to spend the next half hour with you representing the saints at Merritt Assembly of God and the wonderful listeners to the Refresh Radio program here throughout Brevard County. And I don't know what your week holds. Hopefully you have something constructive that you are planning to do. Hopefully God has given you a plan for this week, that there is a strategy that you are going to employ and that you're going to hear from God and that you're going to do something. I hope that you have not reached that place where you're just content with the way things are, but you're looking for ways to make things better. We talked about in a program last week about thinking about ways to edify one another, and maybe you're thinking of ways that you can make life better around your house for your wife, and you've got some block work or some concrete work that you need to do, or maybe you're looking for a place to park your new boat or something like that, and you need a pad poured for that. I want to encourage you to give the folks at Jits Concrete a call, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. And when we were doing our hurricane distribution, I had a person that came that dropped some things off and said he knew these people, and he began to refer to them by names that I did not know them by. And he said, you know, I've known and he used the nickname, and I was like, okay, I've got to try and figure out who he is talking about. They weren't derogatory. And Jits is one of these. It's a nickname that someone has there. And so I just encourage you to give them a call. They've been around for a long, long time. They do excellent, excellent work. They are not fly by night. They can help get any repairs done maybe that you have need to get fixed before or because of the hurricane. So I encourage you to give the folks at Jits Concrete a call, 321-536-5804. And they will do a great job for you. So we are going to continue our study on the fruit of the Spirit. We're going to be in Romans chapter 14 today. Romans chapter 14. And we're going to be talking about peace, some of the characteristics of peace, let's put it that way, how it will manifest in your life, and it may clear up some misconceptions that others have as to what the peace of God looks like, okay? There are some people who, if they face any opposition or any challenge whatsoever, they conclude that they must not have peace about that situation. But peace is not the absence of opposition. Peace, when it comes to the kingdom of God, is peace that God is in control in spite of the opposition. And so don't allow the devil to control you just because he doesn't like what you are doing. And you say, well, how could he do that if he doesn't like what I'm doing? Well, if you say, well, you know, I'm facing a little bit of opposition here, and that means that I'm not going anyplace. From what I understand, one of the reasons that a car is able to move down the road is because of the friction that exists between the tires and the pavement. And the thing is that instead of allowing that friction to prevent the vehicle from moving forward, the automobile has power behind it that says, I am going to use that friction as a source of propulsion, traction, instead of opposition. It is going to enable me to go further, not prevent me from being able to go further. So let me take you to Romans chapter 14, and it says this in verse number 16. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. So there are always people who are trying to control others. I remember I mentioned a term. There was a term that was misused in this community back before I ever got here, and it was called the discipleship movement or the submission movement, and there were people who were trying to control what other people did. Now, I've also heard another perspective by a person who was here during that time who said, Bob, there were people who were getting saved, but they had no understanding. And so if they had money in their pocket, instead of paying their rent, they were going out and buying, you know, the big boom boxes that used to be so prominent, and they'd take those and they'd blow their rent money on that. And so to a limited extent, there was some need for people to come alongside and learn and be taught how to manage their money. But I had a person who had seen some abuses in that system. And so when we use the term discipleship, it's a perfectly biblical term. It is something that is absolutely essential. You need to be a follower of Jesus Christ. You need to learn the teachings of Jesus Christ. You need to be in fellowship with the body of Christ. There should be godly leaders that you are following and others that you are saying, hey, follow me as I follow Christ. It is a biblical concept. Just because it was counterfeited and used in a wrong manner does not mean that the legitimate concept cannot be used. And so I had a person that when I use that term, all of a sudden they disappeared. And so I did some follow-up, and I went over and they said, look, we just don't want anybody controlling us. And I said, look, I'm not here to try and control you. I said, I've got more than enough stuff on my plate. I'm just trying to teach godly principles to people. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to create and help to form godly men and women who follow after the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they still never returned to church. But don't let what you are doing for good be spoken of as evil. It says here that there are people who are focusing from a spiritual perspective on things that were eating and drinking. They had made majors out of minors and minors out of majors if they had not ignored those major concepts altogether. But then Paul writes to the Romans and he says, there are some hallmark characteristics about the kingdom of God that you need to understand. One of the hallmarks is righteousness, that you have right standing before God. Verse number 18 says that if we are serving Christ in these things, that we will be acceptable to God and approved by men. So we need to serve God in righteousness, have that right standing with God that is ours because of the work and the provision of Jesus Christ. And so as a child of God, one of the characteristics that I have is I want to make sure that my actions do not affect in a negative manner the right standing I have before God. In the Old Testament, it talks about a person who is a righteous person who abandons righteous principles and starts living in an ungodly manner and disqualifies himself from all of the righteous rewards that he would have received otherwise. It also talks about people who are unrighteous and they abandoned their ways of unrighteousness to embrace the ways of righteousness. And as a result, they set themselves up for a reward that previously they had known nothing about. So remember to focus your efforts on serving Christ in righteousness. That you say, God, the things that you tell me to do in your word, those are the things that I'm going to do. The things that you tell me to flee from, the things that you tell me not to do, those are the things that I am going to avoid. I am going to avoid them. I'm going to avoid the very appearance of them. I am going to major on the things that you want me to major on and let everything else, take care of itself. It says the kingdom of God is righteousness, but it also says the kingdom of God is peace. And so that is peace, not in the absence of an enemy. I'll show more about that here in just a little bit. You see, Paul knew what it was like to face spiritual opposition, but he wasn't afraid of that opposition. There were times when Paul said, let me go out there. I will address this situation. And the people said, you don't realize what's going on out there. You need to stay right where you are. In the epistle of Jude, right before the book of Revelation, we are commanded to contend for the faith. So as long as I am functioning in the authority that God has given to me, then I have peace that I am not doing anything wrong. There was a situation that arose once in my life, and I was in a position of authority. And a person had done something serious enough and egregious enough that it resulted in them not being able to come to church for a while. Let's put it that way. And so I consulted with my superiors, those in authority over me, and they began to advise me on how I was supposed to proceed. And so I operated with the wisdom that they had given to me. I am so thankful to be a part of the Assemblies of God, because I am thankful for my presbyter and my superintendent. You would think that after, 3.5 decades of ministry, that I would be finding myself in situations where I don't need as much wisdom from other people. But I will tell you, society has changed so much that even after all that time and implementing all of the wisdom that I've got, I find myself calling my presbyter and my superintendent on a regular basis and saying, hey, how do I navigate this? How do I deal with this problem that a teacher was just informed about the other day, that, you know, one of the students said, you know, and this goes way back, you know, where we were having our church class, and all of a sudden one of the students mentioned something and say, how do I handle that situation? And thank God that when you and I are operating in peace, or operating in the wisdom and the authority that God has given to us, when we're operating under the authority that God has given to us, it can have peace. Let me tell you about that situation that I was telling you about. I faced so many people who did not understand what I had been instructed to do. They didn't necessarily care for that, because the person who had created this situation and circumstance in the first place did not receive the wisdom and chose to respond in a manner that wasn't grand and glorious, it created great opposition. But during all of that, in spite of the difficulties that arose, I had peace that I was doing exactly what I was supposed to be doing. Now, if you turn over to Romans chapter 16, Romans chapter 16 and verse number 20, you will find another application. It says, actually, let's look at verse number 17. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. Okay? Doctrine is one of those words people don't want to talk about doctrine. They just want to talk about a relationship with Jesus Christ. But you need to understand the teachings of Jesus Christ. You need to be in the house of God. You need to be studying the Word of God. You need to be learning more and more and more. Doctrine is very important. Okay? For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And listen to this. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. Okay? And so he tells them to serve God in a manner that represents the unity that is in the body of Christ. Was so thankful for all of the churches that came together for the various aspects of the hurricane relief distributions. Some people got information out. Some people helped unload trucks. Some people helped organize. Some people helped load water. Some people just helped to get the water and the other resources to a place where there was a legitimate need. It was a body of Christ effort. Now listen, Psalm 133 says that where brethren dwell together in unity, where there is peace, peace with God and peace that is provided by God, that it says that there is a place of commanded blessing, even life forevermore. And that's the place that I want to live. I want to live in that place of commanded blessing. Here in Romans chapter 16, it says that whenever we are refusing to allow divisions to take root in the body of Christ, when we are refusing to let heresy, which is teaching that does not line up with the Word of God, when we are refusing to allow heresy into the church, when we are maintaining the priority of God's Word over the standards of the culture in which we live, it says that soon that the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet. Okay, let me read it to you again. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. So I want to ask you, where do you want your enemy? I want him under my feet. So I want to serve God the way that God wants me to serve him. I want to see the enemy defeated the way that God... See, peace is not the absence of the enemy. The peace is, okay, we already know the outcome of this. You know, there was a movie one time that came out called The Titanic, and I think it won Academy Awards. I really don't focus on all of that sort of stuff. And people said, well, are you going to go see the movie? And I said, no, I'm not going to go see the movie. And they said, well, why not? I said, because I already know the ending. They said, what? I said, it sinks. it already sinks. You're not going to be able to build up any anticipation because I already know that the boat sinks and a huge number of people die. So why do I want to go waste my... So I don't need to get worked up. I don't need to get frustrated. I don't need to become anxious or fearful about any of the weapons that Satan brings against you, because God will give you the shield of faith that will quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. So it doesn't matter if it's a health problem or a financial problem or a relational problem, whatever it might be. I just need to focus on doing what God wants me to do And God says, I'm going to take care of the enemy in this situation in such a manner that everyone will know that he's been defeated. Jesus came not to avoid confrontation with the devil, but to destroy the devil. There's two passages. It said that Jesus came to destroy the devil. And it says that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. That doesn't sound like someone who was trying to be at peace with the devil. There are too many people who are trying to appease the enemy of their souls instead of being at peace with God and allowing God to bring a glorious, glorious victory that will restore your home to the way that it was. I read a testimony here through an email newsletter that comes to my email account about a person who was in ministry and made some bad decisions and hurt a lot of people, and then God reached down, redeemed them, and gave them a path to victory. Now, I can't tell you all the details. I don't need to know all of the details, but I can tell you this. You serve a God who's a redeemer, who is still able to destroy every weapon that Satan uses against you. One of the big ones is strife. One of the big ones is strife. Back in Genesis, it says that Jacob noticed that the countenance of Laban was different towards him than it had been before. And so I encourage you, do what you can. Make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, is what the Scripture says. You've got to make that effort, but other people have to be willing to put forth that effort as well. I want to take you to one more passage today as we're talking about this conflict and the God of peace crushing Satan. I want to take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And it says this in verse number 33. Now this is this is talking about things that were going on in the church. Verse number 26 says, let all things be done for edification. And in verse number 33, it says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. God's not the author of confusion. He's the God of order. He's not the God of chaos. He's the God of structure. I might as well. There are a lot of people who are operating from the mindset of a freelance or a roaming believer, and God wants you to know he's got a place for you in the body of Christ. There's a place for you in the body of Christ. Confusion and chaos are not of God. Peace is. So if it is not of God, that only leaves one other source, and that is that chaos, division, strife, discord, all of those are things that the enemy tries to bring into your life and to my life so that we will be deprived of the peace that God wants for us. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Okay? Plagiarism. Plagiarism is something that is highly frowned upon in academia. It's highly frowned upon in journalism, and it's highly frowned upon in politics. And what plagiarism is taking ownership of words that another person has authored. And I want you to know that Satan is a plagiarist. He promises a path to peace that omits God, and he can't deliver. Peace is a God-ordained, God-conceived, God-authored, God-perfected process, a God-finished process. It began with God, it continues with God, and it ends with God. And so you and I, we need to make sure that in the house of God, we don't give a foothold to the enemy. Okay? I love it when people who don't even know anything at all about Merit Assembly of God, when they come to our services, and I've had them say this to, they said, "Pastor, do you realize how blessed you are that there is so much peace in this church?" And I said, "Yes, I am aware, because God is the author of peace." I also realize that wherever there is peace, whether it's your home or at work, don't think that that peace has escaped the devil's radar. You and I need to be vigilant in our watch and vigilant in our study of his word and vigilant in our relationships and vigilant praying and vigilant in our service to him, to make sure that we do not give the least little opening to where the devil can bring in chaos and dysfunction into any of the areas of your authority. I don't know about you, but I want the peace that God has. I want the peace that is characteristic of the kingdom of God in Romans chapter 14. I want that. I want to pursue it. I want to pursue edifying one another. I want to pursue seeing the enemy crushed under our feet by the God of all peace. I want to see that happen in your life and my life. I want to see that happen in Brevard County. And I want us to see the manifestation of peace in our homes, peace in our finances, peace between parents and children, peace in our churches. That's what I want to see. I want to see the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy, and the Holy Ghost manifest here in Brevard County. God bless you. Have a marvelous day. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you. It's like an